Kilo Alpha 1 November Alpha Victor Vern. Thank you. I needed that. Thanks, I needed that. I really did. Because, you know, it's a little demoralizing. You get these geeks that come out, and I don't know what they're trying to do. I mean, I know they don't like me because there was a time where I actually used to correspond with the Canadian fruitcake, as he's been called, if you know anything about 275. You know, when I first came into this area and started picking up a strong signal from Vancouver, you know, your first impression is, well, let me try and talk to the guy. And I will admit that at that time I was using a call sign from Spain, which is where I lived for many years, but I now have a legal call sign here in this country. But these guys don't let you forget it. You know, they harp on it, and it's a shame. So I greatly appreciate, Vern, if you're still copying me, I want you to know that I really do appreciate your voice in there, because it's going to take a lot of our voices to straighten out these kind of guys. I just, you know, I've been doing ham radio for more than 35 years, all told, a good part of that in on the other side of the pond in Europe, you know, you just don't see anything like this over there. Maybe you do if you look for it. It's probably there's bozos everywhere, but you know, not certainly not to this degree and to how it's permitted here. I don't understand it. But anyway, Vern, I thank you so much for coming back to me. You're about 5 and 7, and that makes you a little bit vulnerable to the noisemakers. But I did copy you, and I appreciate you telling me what you did. Name here is Joe. If you didn't have it, Juliet Oscar Echo, call sign KJ4DVD, and we are just south of Key Largo, Florida. So I'll put it back to you and see if I can hear you as long as the QRMers don't try to impede. Over.